Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, giblets of the wrestling world? It's your boy, the one, the only, who else? B-Train. I've got a lot on my mind. First and foremost, WWE Raw from Phoenix, Arizona last night. Was it good? Was it bad? Was it indifferent? Was it ugly? Was it something that us fans are not used to seeing? I'll tell you, I've got mixed feelings about the Gauntlet match. I know it was a prelude to Elimination Chamber to give fans just a little teaser about what you can expect at Elimination Chamber this Sunday. Let me tell you, I think the man that really shined in that match since coming back from his knee injury, I mean, he's been back, but Seth Rollins really did shine last night. You saw showcasing that you've never seen on Monday Night Raw, and that's actually incorporating some wrestling into the mix. No 20-minute promos, none of that bullshit. They just stuck to a formula that, you know, would stimulate the fans. The fans were enamored with it. I mean, it was hard to sit through. It was definitely hard to sit through and watch since it took up an hour and 56 minutes of programming. But, hey, you know what? We asked for it as fans. We wanted more wrestling, wanted more action, and we got it. And I was satisfied with the way that Raw went last night. It wasn't terrible. There's some times where a show will lag, but you try running a three-hour program and being positive about it, too. It's very hard to do. 1 second, folks, while I pause. 10 seconds for station identification. Okay, now that we're back, ladies and gentlemen, I do have some news that I will relay to you later on during the show, but I'm not going to relay it just yet because there's some storytelling involved, as always, in professional wrestling. Well, there's some storytelling involved when you're a podcast host, and let me just tell you guys something. It's been one wiki-whack week, you know, where you got to run all over the place and you got to do stuff you have to do. And what am I babbling about? Well, I, like I said, I'm not going to reveal that just yet, sir. Karen from Elgin, Illinois, you wanted to ask me why am I so all over the place all the time and so excited? There's reasons for that. Like I said, I will reveal later on in the show what I'm feeling. And tonight, yes, I do realize SmackDown Live will be giving their prelude before Fastlane. Now, I don't know what's come over me, but Monday Night Raw I mean, they gave the fans a different flavor last night. Obviously, when Seth Rollins started out the show in a gauntlet match, you know, the little time on the mic that he had made it work. But at the same token, folks, there comes a point in time when you say to yourself, I really know that they're trying. They're trying any which way. It's like a trial and error type thing, I believe, when you're in the wrestling business. Some things work and some things don't. Some people are upset about the fact that Ronda Rousey is signing with WWE. Let me tell you guys something. I don't mind her signing because for the first time, wrestling is being looked at differently. Oh, yeah, my kids watch this. I don't watch. I used to watch when I was a child. What I'm getting at is, folks, the gauntlet match, it's hard for fans, like, you know, for us to sit there and stay still because we're on our phones, we're doodling, we're doing whatever, playing a game, playing Bejeweled, whatever you guys play, WWE Supercard or whatever. And as you're sitting there, you're watching this beautiful masterpiece being portrayed, being painted by Seth Rollins in the ring last night. Now, granted, sure, it was an hour and some odd minutes long, and it was a bit lengthy. It's about the length of a WrestleMania or a pay-per-view match. But you know something? It was decent. It was better than, you know, their normal satire or their setup of 20-minute promos, and you really don't have a clue why they do it. Maybe it's to get a point across, you know, for the fans who have the IQ of 12. But at the same token, I think every fan could appreciate the fact that, yes, it was long. And then they finally gave him what they wanted, which was Braun Strowman, who literally came out and destroyed. He's like a human wrecking machine. Anyways, so they gave the fans a preview of what's to come. You don't want to give away all your secrets as a magician, do you? That's what I would say to somebody if they wanted to say, well, how come Monday Night Raw is not as explosive as it used to be in the Attitude Era, you know, like The Rock and Stone Cold? I've been a longtime wrestling fan, not just of WWE. I've watched guys like Rob Van Dam and Jerry Lynn and the Douglas Brothers and pretty much, well, I can say New Jack, Vic Grimes, Sabu, Tommy Dreamer. They put on shows when I was a child at 6 years old, man. Let me correct myself. I didn't recall what was going on, but let's just say chairs went flying into the ring and Joey Styles came running down and yelling at the crowd not to throw chairs in the ring. We don't throw chairs in the ring. Anyways, back to the point. Monday Night Raw gave fans a different flavor. Some of us liked it. Some of us did not. Some of us say, Jesus, what a train wreck. I mean, yes, I'll admit, it was hard to sit through and watch that entire thing. Although I am intrigued because I was intrigued watching it, watching Seth Rollins put on a wrestling clinic, watching Finn Balor put on a decent showing against The Miz. There was a lot of ups for Monday Night Raw. They at least improved upon that. They just need to, in my opinion, I still say it, they need to shorten their time for 2 hours. Yeah, they got a lot of names on that roster, and you saw how Titus O'Neil, Titus Worldwide, and Apollo Crews, they defeated the tag team champions, but I don't know if they're going to win at Elimination Chamber. I don't know, folks. I'm not the procurer of creative, but I can tell you this. If you go in with the attitude that great's going to happen all the time, you're going to be sadly disappointed. But if you go in with the optimistic attitude, if I don't like it, I got my money's worth anyways because somebody I know around me had a good time. That's the attitude you have to carry as a wrestling fan. As a worker, it's okay, if we put on a good show for them, let's see how they react. Let's see what Let's see what the deal is, and let's see what we can get out of it. You know, did we put on a decent show for them? That's some attitudes. Others are just doing it for money. Trust me, I've seen it firsthand, and I've heard it firsthand. Scott Hall, anyone? Kevin Nash, anyone? They just were told by Chief J. Strong, though, you can either make friends or you can make a lot of money. And if you have friends, it's an added bonus. So from a worker's perspective, I'm assuming that these guys put on one hell of a show. They did old school where they interviewed, they did the interview at the back, and then the wrestler told or conveyed their emotion to the crowd. Renee was back there doing really quick 20-second interviews. Well, I will say on the Neutron, it looks pretty badass if you ask me. So there's a lot of things people need to understand that you can't just talk down to someone who's just like, hey, how do I do this? How do I do that? Or how do I look at it from a worker's perspective? Well, just start at a wrestling school first. I'm reading through your questions, my bad, folks, if I'm sounding all over the place. If you want to start at a wrestling school, you can do so by going to monsterfactory.org. You can go to NWLTPC, Brave for Black. There's a lot more schools than the schools that I'm listing right now, folks, on my broadcast. It's real simple. You just click on your phone, go to Google on Safari, or go to, you know, it's, I don't, you know what? I wouldn't say that's a, no, I wouldn't say that's a bad thing. Because, no, I'm reading someone's question again, my bad, folks. If you decide that you want to join a pro wrestling school, it's up to you. Now, let me get back on the subject here because I'm way off topic. I would say, it wouldn't be that bad. Rachel from Hamsburg, Illinois, wants to know when I plan on doing any more rants. All depends on what happens in the world of professional wrestling, dear. I can't guarantee you when I'm going to tell you the time or the place. So, no big deal. Yeah, I'd say so. So you want to know what I'm going to do, rants? And then you're going to say, well, you complain and bitch and gripe like you always do. Hey, you know what, Rachel? Here's the thing. If I've got an opinion, pretty much, yeah, it's pretty much the truth. Oh, no. See, here's the thing. When you start a podcast, it's not just about bitching and moaning and all that. It's pretty much a thought in the dark. It's a thought in the dark because you're thinking of when I start bitching and griping and wailing about when someone fucks up. That's reserved for Off the Rails Uncensored. And the reason I do so is because wrestling now compared to wrestling then is a lot different. Wrestling then could be a lot of different varieties, like the quality of wrestling. Was it good? Was it bad? I want to ask you right now. Good? Was it bad? That's up to the fan. Not up to me. It's not up. I am just a broadcast journalist, and I'll repeat what Bobby Heenan said. He's a broadcast journalist who just reports what is seen in front of him. Now, he has a job. And that is to report wrestling, correct? So therefore, you know, you're telling me that I wail and moan and bitch and gripe, but are you doing anything other than trolling me through my Instagram? We're going to pause 10 seconds for identification, folks. Bear with me.
All you want to do is stop your face and be annoying. All you want to do with me is fight, 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 fight. All you ever do is make excuses, got you boring. All you want to do with me is fight, 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 fight. With everything you got inside, you still won't find the courage. Take your tail between your legs.
All right, folks, we reached the section where we're going to do the advertisements. And, basically, I've decided folks, why not, if you're searching to go to a super camp, you can go to monsterfactory.org. Where else? Click on the link. There should be something where it says super camp. Click on the tab to decide whether you want to do a one-day pass, two-day pass, pay now later. The options will be located, ladies and gents, on said tab, okay? So, questions, contact Danny Case directly on the website on monsterfactory.org. That's monsterfactory.org, located on your Safari or your tablet or whatever. You can click on the Internet Explorer or Firefox or Chrome. On your internet browser, it will discuss what type of payment you pay through. You pay through PayPal. It will send you a receipt. You can download the ticket itself, put it in a plastic sleeve, I suggest, just in case of inclement weather, or you can put the ticket in your phone. You'll go by your first name, last name, and payment method on PayPal, valid email address, and valid password. Protect that and change it every 3 months. Okay? So, if you decide to do the super camp, make sure you contact Danny Cage via text message, okay? Speaking of camps, if you have any interest in seminars or what have you, please contact Danny Cage directly. He will make sure to accommodate you. Just get to the point. Those of you wishing to attend Monster Factory as a student, go to monsterfactory.org, look at the tuition options, and be sure to contact Danny Cage. The number's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have any questions, please message Danny Cage privately. Also, you can email him through the website on monsterfactory.org. Folks, if you want to attend a wrestling school in the Midwest, Iowa, Brave for Black, NWL TPC in Kansas City, Harley Races Academy in Elbin, Missouri, list goes on. Okay, so there's a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling, and last night I'm pretty sure was kind of different from what normally Monday Night Raw is. And I'm not done with the advertisements, but I still had to speak on what I was speaking on before I got interrupted by a troll. If in fact you decide to message me on Instagram and you're very hateful, you're very annoying, you're very abrasive, that's easy. I can block your ass. And if you create a fake name just to see what I'm doing, just to troll me, that's hilarious, because I'm just going to tell you right now, it's very, very, very likely – that people will not want to be around you, okay? So please behave. Please make sure that when you're messaging me, it can be annoying. It can be quite funny. It really can, just telling you. What she said basically was that I whine and complain pretty much about anything and everything, and that's okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Whenever you watch professional wrestling, it's okay to bitch. It's okay to grind. What it's not okay is to call people names unless you're for sure that's what they really, really are. So I'm going to pause 10 seconds for identification, folks. Again, apologize for all this pausing, but I've got a lot to contemplate. I actually did write something down for a change because I have to recall a few things that I'm liable to do, okay? So just take a second, relax, chill, whatever you have to do. I'm going to be away for a little bit.
Bullet Club 4444
was just too sweet. If you'd like to kick Cancer Square in the ass, you can do so by visiting the two websites that I say most of the time on this lovely, lovely broadcast. You can visit cureforconnor.com, the story of Connor and his fight against pediatric cancer. He may have lost, but his battle is still fought by many who have pediatric cancer. And if you are wishing to donate your time to a good cause, donate your money, whatever you want to donate, be sure that you take the time to go to SusanGComan.org as well. Do the walks, do the donations, do whatever you have to do to kick cancer square in the ass. For those of you wishing to sign up for the WWE Network, you can do so by going to WWE.com. Click on the network. Go to the network. Click or go to the website, WWE.com, click on the network, have a valid email and password. You get your first month free, folks. I don't know very many people that do that. But here's the thing. When whenever you have the chance to get WWE's network for free, and then you get 3 months after that with a preloaded card at $24 or $29.97, you can get the card on the website itself. And please pay attention, and it'll be 3 months after that. So you can get WrestleMania, you can get NXT, you can get more than just WWE. You can get ECW, WCW, IWA Mid-South, PWG, CZW. You can get New Japan, you can get TNA, you can get access to a lot. So if you get the network, it's also $9.99 per month. It's $10.99 your first month, because they won't tell you this, but they'll pull a dollar out just to make sure you have something in the bank. Okay? So please, please pay attention. $9.99 a month. That's better than any network that I've seen. Right? I mean, they've got NFL Network, they've got UFC, they've got a whole bunch of networks, but none can compare to WWE Network or the Monster Factory Network. You can visit the Monster Factory Network website on monsterfactory.org. So that does it for the advertisements. I've got half an hour to discuss with you all exactly what I am feeling, because I do have something to tell you all. I know it's kind of a foregone conclusion that I was going to go off topic and pause a lot and contemplate and think, but I do have some thoughts that I've put together, and I like to share with you my thoughts because, well, that's what I do. I don't gripe and bitch all the time. It may sound like that on my airwaves, but I guarantee you, I have reason to sound like one at times, because it's my God-given right as a fan to sit and tell you if your show is good or not. I don't determine the outcomes of anything, but I do, you know, I do provide one of the millions and billions and trillions of feedbacks that companies get. I don't mean that's going to change the way they think, because, you know, you can't kick it up more than 11, can you? I mean, we've already turned the dial up from 1 to 12 because of all the random ramblings. So, all right, folks, let's kick it into gear, shall we? Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be. All right, folks, so here it is. I, Brian Rails, am going to Monster Factory. Don't believe me? Take a peek on Facebook, take a look on Instagram and Wrestle Radio. And proof is in the pudding, right? I'm 30 years old, and I've never been to a Boy Scout camp. I've never been to any kind of camp. Let's see. Well, the most I've ever stayed overnight was in a church function at a Catholic school. And I got to say this right now. I'm excited because I get to go to Paulsboro, New Jersey, to see the actual Monster Factory. It was located elsewhere, according to my good friend Scott Vita, you know, when it was originally, when he was going there. But anyways, I'm going to the super camp. I'm going to learn a lot. I hope to learn what I can, even though I'm just going to be there for a day. And I'm excited because I get to land in Philly. I've got family in all sorts of places in the East Coast, but that's not why I'm going. I'm going because I decided that I needed to do something that improved the way I thought about wrestling. I decided to do something that would make an impact in my life. And if I want to do this again in July, which I most likely probably will do, is because Monster Factory, I talk about it practically on every broadcast. I say if you'd like to sign up for wrestling school, you know, you could do so by going to monsterfactory.org, checking on the tuition. At 30 years old, you know, some people say the door closes. I say that the door's left wide open for me. Because if you start thinking in your head, oh, well, because of circumstance, this is how my situation is and this is how it is and I can't really do this, then you're really never going to go anywhere. This is a big deal. You know, I may not be a wrestler. I may not be the smartest in the bunch, but I do know when there's an opportunity that's laid out in front of you, hey, you can learn from this group of people that have exceedingly huge knowledge on the business. And by huge knowledge, not just knowledge, but this is a chance for Wrestle Radio to finally take flight, something that it wasn't able to do under previous ownership. Okay? This is an opportunity for myself that I can say I don't have any regrets. I don't want to be that guy that says, well, I wish I could have gone, but, you know, I just had to go to WrestleMania and that's it. I'm all tapped out. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is crazy enough, man, I got one card for groceries, one card for other personal stuff, and another card that helped me get the Monster Factory Super Camp ticket. There's always something that comes up, and I realize, you know, I can't worry about what so-and-so is saying about me behind my back. I can't worry about what I'm going to do at work to survive. I'm bipolar, and I've got a lot of problems, man. My vision's not the greatest. And this isn't a sob story. This is the story that still could keep going and will keep going. At 30 years old, I've loved going to events and seeing what, you know, is out there as far as wrestling goes. I've been to Evolve. I've been to Wrestling Revolver. Going to events is different than learning and actually taking part in wrestling. I love wrestling to the point where I want to make it my career. And what better way to ask advice and go to Danny's camp in New Jersey? Because you can either mull over what you're going to do. I mean, I'm still planning my return flight and stuff, but it's worth it to do something productive rather than just goof around your entire life. And I want to say thank you to Danny Cage, because from a personal standpoint, my friend, I mean, I'm not your friend, obviously. I'm just an acquaintance that was, I guess, crazy enough to message you and say, hey, can you be on Wrestle Radio? And this is a little lethargic and trying to get to the point with all the set, you know, all the emotion and stuff involved in this, but this is pretty cool. I'm going to the school that trained Sheamus, that trained the Impact Tag Team Champions. I'm going to the school that has a rich history behind it, Pretty Boy Larry Sharp. You know, and I've had experience, you know, with going to a school, but I really didn't get much out of it. And that's just, you know, on me. But that's the past, and this is now. I'm going to a super camp, like I said, to learn about professional wrestling. I'm going to a super camp just to, you know, get exposure for Wrestle Radio. And I believe it is a big deal, because if you haven't already noticed, look, Steve Cutler, he's part of NXT. Danny's had people go through WWE's doors. Gabby Martinez, she was recognized by the city of New Jersey or city of Philadelphia as a hero, or city of whichever one. She trained at Monster Factory. She's in Ring of Honor. And she's also wrestled in Japan. So there's a rich history that goes along with Monster Factory that people, when you tell them, it's like, yeah, I've heard of that school. They really haven't. The reason why I had first-hand experience with Danny was you said, you know, you were going to my camp. Which one of you said you were going to my camp? He was giving me shit. But I appreciate him saying, you know, words on Facebook like, invest in yourself. Have fun. That's what pro wrestling is all about. Don't make it all about you. Have fun with it. And once you start having fun and just exploring the world, that's, you know, pretty much what I have been doing. And I'm going to be busy, yes, later on in the year. I'm going to Orlando in July. I'm going to New York. I'm going to, yeah, my bad. My friend is coming along with me. I'm just a whole rambling mess right now, but just explaining to you the emotion that I'm feeling right now is because I've never done a camp before. I've never, at 30 years old, I was always the kid that never really sought out to do Boy Scouts or anything, because, you know, a lot of the social anxiety would kick in groups of people. It's weird, you know, wrestling crowds are very large groups of people, and I didn't have panic attacks. Some people believe that they can do great, that they can do amazing. I believe there's always room to improve, man. I'm just one of those people. And one of the ways that I want to do that is by hopping on the, not the bandwagon, but getting on the right side of the tracks. No pun intended. Because so far, you know, I've been stumbling around, trying to find direction, you know, financially, spiritually. Is this camp really going to turn me around that much just after going for one day? I mean, come on. People would say, this is just a wrestling camp, just a wrestling camp. When people and big names like Rip Rogers and Mike Wachlinski, Michael Capetta from WCW, Mick Foley, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hurricane Helms, Val Venus, they've all been through Monster Factory because they're good friends with Danny. Danny has a very good working relationship with those in and out of WWE. Do you know that his school is internationally known? It's up there with the Knight School from London, England. You know, Sierra Knight running a wrestling school for troubled youth. Not just troubled youth, but youth who have no direction in their life. Wrestling is the one stable, happy medium that I have. So going to this camp, my intentions are to basically expose a bit of my podcast and also learn how to improve upon it, make it better. Not just that, but learn more about the stuff that I love about pro wrestling from another person's perspective, because being, you can't be one-dimensional in anything you do, not just wrestling, but I wanted to gain a perspective. I wanted to gain a perspective when I started this in 2016, when I started doing this and it was just me and Jake. And then it kind of took a sour note when things were kind of getting inconsistent. So really at this point, I'm trying my best to make things work. Okay. And how do you do that? You got to take one step at a time. You got to make sure that you know what you're doing. You got to make sure people really believe in what you're trying to present, because if not, you're not going to be ever taken seriously in life. And I remember Danny saying in the interview that we interviewed him on in October 2016, he stated that, you know, you could learn a lot from these camps. We're going to have a lot of good big names there. I want to ask questions. I want to explore, because it's like, man, I missed out on a whole year of not working in the business, and I'm itching to get back. It doesn't matter if what you guys think, you know, oh, why would you want to be a manager? Maybe I don't want to be a manager anymore. Maybe I'd like to try my hand at refereeing or being an announcer. Being a personality is what I like, okay? Having that persona of can-do attitude, you know, and also being the guy that gives his opinion whether you like it or not. So in other words, I'm not carrying the torch. I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to leave a good, you know, leave a good impression upon a big name, okay? Because, yes, Danny Cage may not be Vince McMahon. He may not be Paul Levesque. But he runs a school in which gets a good reputation for what reason? Because he also stated, I don't have any expectations other than you show up and you shut your mouth and you learn. I want to learn. I want a second chance at the business. Whether it's podcasting, interviewing people in the back, I love this business more than life itself, man. It's the one thing that I have left in my life that's positive. Now, granted, you know, I'm doing better in work, and I'm making sure that everything's in order for WrestleMania 34. But when I went down the line, you know, and at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I decided to buy a Monster Factory Super, you know, Super Camp, one day pass. I just want to try it out and see what it's like. I'm one of those people that if I don't like it, you know, I will not come back. But when I spoke with Danny in that interview, I felt like, you know, hey, cool cat, very relaxed, very awesome. And, you know, for owning a wrestling school, he loves what he does. This is, you know, his, maybe it was his calling. And, yes, I do realize that it sounds like I'm kissing a lot of ass. But I'm just telling you guys how I feel. And that you can't knock someone for trying, even if they're not the best looking, even if they're not the brightest in the bunch, or, you know, they didn't get good grades in school or what have you. But you know something? All I know is my mother and my father taught me this. If you want something, you better go get it. Because it's not going to be there forever. Certainly is not. It's not a problem. It's not, oh yeah, you're just saying this because you're going to Monster Factory. So what else are you going to do with your life? Well, guys, you know what? If it takes me going out, all the way out to New Jersey to promote Wrestle Radio, or to do a podcast every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because as I told you, I'm trying to take this show to new heights. And how do I do so? By going to one of Danny's camps, by making the effort to go. I know I'm not a wrestler. I've already been down this road. I was so desperate, had no direction in 2008, man. Now all of a sudden I was getting revelations and epiphanies and all this shit. It's crazy. It is crazy. And I want you guys to feel, like, get the feeling, man, that, like, man, he's crazy. Or, man, I really, you know, I feel what he's saying. I don't care. Just feel something. Wrestle_radio, BTrain05000. If you have any questions, comments, concern, please feel free to message me right now. You can call into the show at 213-943-3422. I'm an open book. That's the thing you got to know about me. I am an open book. I don't really hold grudges against people. Yeah, I mean, this camp is an open opportunity for what's about to go down. A friend of mine even wants to go to this camp, and I've been trying to get him to go to this camp, Kurt Gannon. Just throwing that name out there because that guy really can showcase what he can do. But, you know, it's not up to me to get everyone and their mother to go to this camp. I'm excited. I'm full of adrenaline right now, folks. There's a lot of emotion going through my mind right now. It's because I've never been able to plan anything on my own so far, and I'm 30 years old. This is really big for me. This is a big deal for me. My independence, my well-being, my peace of mind, if you will. One day I get to go, you know, to Philadelphia, get taken from Philly to Jersey. It's going to take a bit. No, it's not going to take a bit for me to feel welcome, because you know why? Like I told you, I really like the way Danny presents himself. He's honest. He's open about what he wants and what he expects. And he lets you know first, you know, time I ever interviewed, we interviewed him on Wrestle Radio 2 years ago. I really wasn't in a position to go to his camp, and I felt really like, man, I gotta quit running my mouth. I just have to take advantage of the opportunities that are given, okay? And one thing that I understand is when you have a chance to do something that you absolutely want to do in life, don't hesitate. If you're not sure, sure, you know, you can back out of it. It's free choice. This is a camp I really can't back out of, because here's my thing. I've always been the kid that, you know, hey, I can do this, and then when it comes time to shine, I can come through if it's a for sure thing, right? Sometimes I felt really bad not being able to come through on my promises, and then I'd look like a bullshitter or a liar. Not so much anymore. I'm leaving that Brian Rails behind, and I'm going to make better on my promises. And if there's seminars, which there are plenty of those available, just have to be aware of them, I'm going to take full advantage of those as well. So, you know, it's going to be one hell of an interesting ride, man, because 2018, it's just barely beginning. I'm looking at the positive. I'm not looking at the negative. You know, a lot of things are going good for me this year, whether I see it or not. You know, I'm getting a raise at work. That's one thing. Being able to finally go to a camp that I've been wanting to go to for 2 years, or, you know, for the longest, makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I finally was like, hey, I finally did it. I finally at least went to one of these camps. I'm nervous. I'm anxious because the flight, I have to wake up at 4 in the morning just to get to the airport. And it's going to be a 5-hour flight, so I have to really, really pay attention to where I'm supposed to be going. There's just a lot of things running through my mind right now, and I just want to say I can't wait to go to Monster Factory, and I'm going to have me a blast. And last but not least, folks, I'd like to touch on one simple thing since I have 11 minutes left and give it justice. It does say in the title, Omega Rhodes Next Level Feud. Next level meaning, is this the feud that's going to drive people absolutely bonkers in a bad way or good way? Because Omega and Rhodes just now began a feud because Rhodes started attacking whomever he was attacking, and Omega broke the scuffle up. Then the Bullet Club started attacking Omega. Well, that didn't sit well with certain fans, and it's great because they're getting a buzz going around it right now. The Young Bucks, I will tell you this right now, if they end up in WWE, I cannot wait to see them versus the Hardys again. I will tell you why. People will argue tooth and nail about why the Young Bucks are this and why they're that. They're brilliant. They are brilliant. And, you know, speaking of next level feuds, if you want next level feuds and it's done correctly, if Triple H is indeed, in fact, running the show, you're going to be seeing a lot of infiltrations. I mean, look at War Machine's already in WWE NXT. Who would have Adam Cole? Baby. A lot of names are in WWE right now. Is Cody coming back? I'm not sure. I knew that question was going to surface. To answer your question, Andreas, is that your name? Andreas? Wow, from Tuscany, Italy. You listen to the show? That's pretty cool. What was your initial question? Do I think that Cody Rhodes and Dusty Rhodes will ever be a tag team again? I don't know. That is completely 100% up to Cody. And speaking of which, the feud between him and Omega, it's so good. It's just like a candy bar that you take your time on while you're watching TV, and slowly but surely that candy bar disappears because it goes in your stomach, obviously. But what I'm trying to say to you all is, Kenny Omega put on a clinic with Chris Jericho at WK12 earlier this year, the beginning of the year in January. if you actually have not seen any of Kenny Omega's work, you can go to flowslam.com. This gentleman started at the age of 18. Cody Rhodes, that's real simple. He started out in the off-brand ECW, which was really shitty, but you look at his work from then on. And yes, I'm trying to read your question, Andreas. I'm sorry. So the question is, do I ever consider going to Italy? Yeah, I actually do want to go to Italy. I would love to go and see the Colosseum. I would love to go see the sites. That's actually a pretty decent question. Thank you. How often do you listen to our show? Okay. While Andreas is messaging me, it's kind of sporadic. I would love to go see Italy. Yeah, man. Perfect. I'd love to see an event there. That'd be pretty badass if they actually had an event set up in an actual Colosseum. I don't know whether would participate with that. In the summertime, it would be pretty cool if they actually had a wrestling ring set up for Ring of Honor. Yeah, Kenny Omega started at 18. Cody Rhodes, you could see his offhand stuff, you know, in the ECW. And when he started, you know, the dashing Cody Rhodes gimmick in WWE, of course, you wanted to put a paper bag over your head because of the way that, you know, his gimmick turned out, and he just asked for his release, you know, he wasn't satisfied with anything the way it was going on. Of course, everyone says they dropped the ball. All he is to me, folks, and this is just my personal opinion on Cody, he's a very hard worker, he's very good, he gets compared a lot to The Miz. The Miz is a different entity in himself because, not because of the work on Talking Smack, not because he's, you know, hitched with Maryse, which, you know, is what it is, but they are very different personalities. It's kind of like if you were to put, I wouldn't say Stone Cold, no, I wouldn't. Andreas, I love you to death, man, but if you want to message me, dude, wrestle_radio, or you can call. I don't know if the rates apply. They probably do. 213-943-3422, toll free. And by the way, you can download us for free after this episode's done. It takes about 24 hours for the episode to load onto iTunes. But anyways, Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, definite decent feud. I would say, is it next level? It's getting there. It's getting there. There have been next level feuds that most people would clamor to call me and tell me what feuds there are. Ethan Page, I don't know who he feuds with, but I know that Matthew Riddle feuds with a lot of people in Evolve, and now that Matt Riddle is also involved in Wrestling Revolver, since my mind is on this, I saw a promotional pic of Rich Swann. I guess they didn't keep him in jail, and obviously he's going to get paid a lot since he was formerly from WWE, but he's involved in the match. Just throwing it out there, saw it on my Facebook newsfeed, and that's that. So, just so we're clear, I believe if you're going, you know, to finish this episode out, I'm going to just tell you, I got a plan, I'm going to follow through with it, and I'm not going to give up. I've got Monster Factory Super Camp. I've got Orlando, Florida, where I might catch some Evolve Wrestling. I'm not sure. But I'm mainly going there for recreation. And then in August, I'm going to SummerSlam. And I'm going to, you know, probably have fun because it's right in my backyard in Brooklyn. Yes. I'm fairly happy with how things are going in the world of wrestling right now. To answer your question, I'm not bitching as much as usual. Because for the first time in a long time, WWE gave the fans what they wanted. Instead of us thinking, well, it was nice to dream, it was nice to contemplate. Oh, and I'm finally going to Monster Factory Super Camp. How's it going? Gonna have fun meeting new people, seeing new faces, having a positive atmosphere. It's gonna be a lot of fun, even though it's gonna be a drag, you know, staying up all night. Excited, I get to land in Philly, so I hope I have fun. I know I will. Anyways, folks, it's been great. I gotta eat. Gotta enjoy some SmackDown Live. I didn't do a SmackDown Live preview like I normally do. I will do so on Wednesday. Have a nice day, night, whatever. Oh, yeah. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And a nice little sentiment to end it. Toodles, bitches.
'Cause we're something out of here. The cult of personality.